Book of John, chapter number 3. I was singing along with them while they were singing there and realized I had my mic on. I'm really glad Brother Robert had me muted up there. That'd have been a treat for everybody. John chapter 3, hold your finger there. We'll be there in a minute. How many of you have ever heard someone say or have thought to yourself or said to yourself, it's just not fair? Yeah, I catch myself doing that from time to time. Depending on the person, and we obviously have lots of different people, lots of personalities in the room tonight. Depending on you, when you hear that, it's not fair, you might think of different scenarios. I mean, someone on this side of the room might think of something different from on that side of the room. For instance, a child might think when it's not fair. You know, we've just come through Christmas, and a child might think, Joey got an Xbox for Christmas, and all I got was clothes. It's just not fair. I remember one Christmas that I didn't think it was fair that I just got clothes, and then I thought it was fair that I got something else after that. But anyway, you know, there's kids at recess at school, and they're picking up teams to play a basketball game or, you know, dodgeball or whatever. Well, I guess they can't play dodgeball in schools anymore. Anyway, they say, these teams aren't fair. They're just complaining. You know, this has happened to me before. I come home from work, and Christy will have been making cookies, and I'll grab three cookies. And, just got really hot in here. Come home, I grab three cookies, pop them in my mouth, and I realize that I have four wandering eyeballs looking at me from below. Dad, can we have a cookie? No, you'll spoil your dinner. What are they thinking? It's not fair. But I realize there's more than just children in the room. We've had some teenagers. You know, they say, how come my teacher always gives me so much homework on the weekends? It's just not fair. Or this is a great one. Today's class pictures, and I woke up with a monster zit on my forehead. It's not. We have lots of different translations of, you know, what's not fair. For the men in the room who are married, has the thought ever crossed your mind, it's just not fair that my wife is constantly nagging me? I mean, why can't she get it? Why can't she understand that just because the clothes are close to the hamper, that counts? But no, not for my wife. But and I don't get, why does she get 95% of the closet space and I only get 5? Or why does my wife always nag me every day? I come home from work. I've worked hard providing for my family. I get home and I just want to sit down and relax. Why can't she understand that I don't want to help with housework? I've been out all day. Besides, it's not like she's been doing anything all day. She probably just sits home all day and watches TV. It's just not fair that she's nagging me all the time. And some of the ladies are thinking in here saying, why isn't it's just not fair that my husband's such a moron? You know, those of us with a job, I remember the very first job I had. I was working at Tracker Boats there in Lebanon, Missouri. I don't know if anyone's ever driven along Interstate 44 on their way through Missouri down to Oklahoma. There on the right, going through Lebanon, is a big boat factory with like literally a mile-long property of boats. Fishing boats, pontoon boats, you name it, it's there. My job was to mow and weed eat in between those boats. It was a wonderful job. And I got paid minimum wage, $6.50 an hour then. I don't even know what it is now. But I remember the first week, I'd worked hard. I'm a weed eating, you know, go home every day, sweat, grass covered, whatever. I was ready for my paycheck. And payday came that very first week, and I had already done the math. 40 hours a week, $6.50. My paycheck should be $260. And I was ready for it. And I got my paycheck on payday, and I ripped that thing open and thought, somebody's ripping me off. I only got $203.75. I want to know where that other, was that $56.25 went? Taxes. Yeah, sometimes taxes don't seem all that fair. Maybe some of you think, why is my boss so demanding? Doesn't he know I have a life outside of work? I would never say that about my boss. It's just not fair. There's lots of others. Guys watching sports whine about the refs. That's a bad call. It's not fair. You know, ladies, they go shopping and they think, why does she always find the great deals and I can't find anything? No matter, just, there's so many different responses when I say it's not fair. You might think of lots of different things. But in case you haven't figured it out by now, life isn't always fair. That's just the way it goes. Life's not always fair. So let's just take a few minutes and figure this out. What is fairness? All right? What is fairness? Well, generally, from my perspective, what I perceive fairness to be is what I think I do or don't deserve. Okay? You would perceive fairness as what you think you do or don't deserve. That's generally how we see fairness. See, it's relative to the individual who is trying to figure out if it's fair or not. And with that, because it's, you know, relative to the individual, what I think is fair, you might not always think is fair. What you think is fair, I might not think is fair. If we're on opposite teams and I think your team's stacked, I might think that's not fair. You might think, no, it's real fair. But you know what? That's really not what determines fairness. Fairness is determined by that which is just, that which is impartial. Okay, that truly determines what is or is not fair. See, ultimately, fairness doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what I think I deserve. Okay, what fairness is what is just. The only thing that matters is that which is just. That which is, can we say, fair. All right? Working through this a little bit at a time here. God is a just God. God is. He's perfect. He's holy. He's righteous. He is just. Everything that we are not, God is. All right? And as we think about God, God does not and cannot change. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is just. He's perfect. He's holy. And He's always going to be that way. He's always been that way. He's that way now. And He's always going to be that way. God is always the same. You know, just because He's holy and just now, He's going to be that way in 100 years from now. When we're all gone and it's our children's children, if the Lord has tarried His coming, God will be exactly the same as He is tonight. God is always just. But also, God cannot lie. Okay? God's perfect. He's holy. So, we understand that His Word is perfect. His Word is holy. His Word cannot lie. Excuse me. And therefore, we understand that because God cannot lie, and this is God's Word, we know that God's Word is true. All right, we're working through this a little bit at a time here, trying to work through the logical progression. John chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. So ultimately, it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I think I deserve. Doesn't matter what you think you deserve. It doesn't matter what you think, you know, should be fair. What matters is what God says, what the Word of God says. All right? We're working through this. So, I'm going to go through just a few things here, a few passages of Scripture. And I'm going to read a little bit, and then I need some help from you. Keep you awake tonight. I want to engage you in a little bit. I'm going to read a verse, and I want you to tell me fair or unfair. Fair? Okay, good. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Don't turn there. Don't turn there. You're in John. Romans 3, 23. We know the verse. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Fair or not fair? That is fair. Because I'm a sinner. And because of my sin, I have come short of God's expectations on my life. Like it or not, whether or not I like it, that doesn't matter. God is true. And God says, I'm a sinner, and I've come short of the glory of God. So, it doesn't matter what I think, it doesn't matter what I like, that's fair. Okay, here's another one for you. Romans 6, 23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, fair or unfair? Fair, very fair. That's right. You go to work, you expect to, you do your work, you expect to earn a wage, a paycheck for the work that you do. All of us expect that from our employers. The Bible says, the wages, the payment for my sin is death. Like it or not, it's fair. Look there in your Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. We know this verse, probably most of you can quote it. John chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Fair or not fair? Not fair. What I deserve is to go to hell. Do I deserve for God to love me? No. For God so loved the world, not fair, that He gave His only begotten Son, fair or not fair? Not fair. See, we've already established I deserve to go to hell. I don't deserve anything outside of that. That's what I've earned based on my works. That's what you deserve based on your works. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Fair or not fair? Not fair. You know what we established at the beginning? There's a lot of things in life that just aren't fair. Can I say to you right now? I'm pretty thankful that life isn't always fair. Because if life was always fair and I always got what I deserved, I'd be spending eternity in a devil's hell, separated from God. And so would you. Okay, so we've worked through some things logically here that we understand that life isn't always fair. We have two responses to that, basically. Understanding that life's not always fair. Two responses that you and I can have to the understanding that life isn't always fair. Response number one, I can whine about it and make myself and everybody around me miserable. We all know people like that. They walk into work, and all they do is complain about how hard they have it and all these bills they got to pay, and everything is just all about them, and it doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter, you know, sharing stories or whatever. They've always got something that's a little bit worse than you. It's nobody cares, okay? And that's what you think when that person comes around you. So that's response number one, is you can whine about it and make everybody, yourself and everybody around you, miserable. Or number two, and this is obviously the more biblical response, is you can be thankful that life isn't always fair. You know, I don't deserve anything that God's given me. See, God, there's this thing in the Bible, this word that the Bible talks about that's grace. God's grace. What is grace? Grace is getting something that I don't deserve. That's grace. If life was fair, there would be no grace. But life's not always fair, and I'm thankful for that. Because of God's grace, I know that because I've trusted Christ as Savior, I have a home in heaven, and you can know that as well. But even beyond that, beyond the salvation portion of grace, there are so many things that God's blessed me with that I do not deserve. I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve God's love. I don't deserve the Holy Spirit living inside of me to be there for me, to comfort me, and to encourage me, and to be my mediator between myself and God. So when I pray, I don't deserve that. I have access to God when I pray. I don't deserve that. Also, I don't deserve the family that God's blessed me with. The family that I was born into. I didn't have a choice in that matter. And I thank the Lord so much for my family, and I realize that not everyone has the ideal situation. I was born into a Christian home. My dad was a preacher. I've known nothing else all my life than the ministry, and I'm thankful for that. I wouldn't have it any other way. What a blessing that is. I don't deserve that. You know, we see these little kids coming in on our buses, and if it weren't for the grace of God, I could have grown up in a situation like that. And so because of what God's done for me, I want to do everything that I can to help that little kid, to be able to experience now what I have so that, you know, he can pass that on. You know, most of you heard my dad's testimony, and he didn't grow up in a Christian home. But I'm thankful for the grace of God that God changed my dad's life around, and I was able to have that opportunity. What a blessing that is. And I don't deserve that. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife. I do not deserve near as good of a woman as I got. She outshines me every single day, and I am thankful for it. I do not deserve that. I don't deserve any of that. I don't deserve a good church where I can come and can sit under the word of God. I don't deserve that. Now, that's in the Bible. That's God's plan for believers, just to be in church, but I don't deserve that. I deserve to be on my way to a devil's hell. But because God loved me, so many blessings. We could stand here, we could be in here all night just counting the blessings over and over and over and over. And we stand up on Sunday nights and give testimonies. We could stay here all night for how good God is to each one of us. And can I tell you, none of us deserve it. None of us deserve it. And ultimately, the point of the message tonight is to be thankful for what God's done for us. But hopefully you can remember the little bit. We've talked about life not always being fair. And you know what? You're going to hear that again. Maybe in the next couple days. Maybe in a week. You know, who knows? But it's going to come up again. It's just not fair. But hopefully, when you hear that, you can be reminded of this truth from the Word of God that you don't deserve God's love. And that's not fair, but He loved you anyway. And realize how good we have it. God's done so much for me that I can never repay. The least I can do for Him in return is I can love Him. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I can love God. I can love Him enough to follow His direction, what He's given me to do as a Christian in the Scriptures. I can love Him. I can serve Him. I can serve others. I can do everything in my power to love God as best as I can and to reach others with the gospel. You see, when someone's complaining about how bad off they have and it's just not fair, nobody likes to hear about that. But on the flip side, this is one thing about life not being fair that it's okay to tell other people. You know, use that as an opportunity. Next someone says, oh, it's just not fair. Like, I know life's not fair and it's great. I mean, I don't deserve for God to love me, but He does anyway. I don't deserve to have a home in heaven one day, but I do. You want to know how? Use that. I mean, you don't have to be quite that corny about it maybe, but hey, it's true. It's true. God loved us when we don't deserve it. God loved me. God loved you. And we're never going to be able to repay Him. But the least we can do is we can love Him, we can serve Him, we can tell others about what He's done for them, just like He's done it for us. Lord, we love You. And Father, we want to not be a complaining church, not be complaining people. Lord, when we truly stop and think about it, You have been so, so good to us. And I pray that as we go throughout each and every day, that we would be reminded when we think about how things might not always be fair, Lord, stop and be thankful that's the case. Because if it were fair, You wouldn't be our Heavenly Father. You wouldn't love us. And Lord, just what a blessing it is to be called the children of God. Pray that we would do our best to love You, to serve You, and to tell others about You. In Jesus' name, amen.